This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Bonnie North. Milwaukee's Mount Mary University is planning a unique housing project that will serve students who are single mothers alongside aging nuns and other senior citizens. The intergenerational living complex combines two goals: bring the school sisters of Notre Dame back to the university they helped found, and support student parents who often struggle to graduate from college. The $45 million project will break ground this summer, and it's expected to open on the private women's college campus before the end of 2021. WUWM's education reporter Emily Files spoke with Mount Mary President Christine Farr. She explained that the idea of building an on-campus residence for the School Sisters of Notre Dame has been in the works for a couple of years. Adding student mothers to the mix came later.
The concept of the School Sisters of Notre Dame moving to the Mount Mary campus has been something that numerous people over the years have talked about. I began to talk to Sister Deb Ciano, who's the provincial, that's the leader of the School Sisters of Notre Dame for the Central Pacific Province. And she was talking about the fact that the sisters were obviously decreasing in number and increasing in age, and we're probably going to have to find some other solutions. And so we hatched this plan that the school sisters would potentially move back to the Mount Mary campus and that we would build housing for them that ultimately could be converted into student housing as their numbers declined.
I want to get to how the student single mothers got included in this plan. But could we go back to the relationship between the School Sisters of Notre Dame and Mount Mary? Just a brief history of that. You're saying they're coming back to campus.
Sure. So the School Sisters of Notre Dame started Mount Mary University well over 100 years ago. And it was originally located in Prairie du Chien. And in 1929, the first building, Notre Dame Hall, was built on the current site. At that time, the school sisters lived on campus in one of the buildings. And so the school began in that way. And then as the number of students increased and the buildings on campus began to increase, eventually they bought property over in Elm Grove and they built a convent over there. At that time, when the school started, the faculty were largely School Sisters of Notre Dame, as were the staff. So the school was almost completely run by them.
So tell me about how the idea of including housing for students who happen to be parents and single mothers became part of this plan.
So this was my idea, and it came from a fact that previous to being here in Milwaukee, I was a vice president for academic affairs at College of St. Mary in Omaha, Nebraska. And that institution, more by accident than anything, started a program for single mothers and their children. And so I was there during the time that that program was going very well. And I saw the difference that it made. What I know about single mothers and their children is that that's probably the demographic that has the most difficult time getting an education. They face a lot of obstacles, including the cost of an education, transportation, childcare, and simply having the resources that they need to be able to get all of those needs met. And so this seemed like the perfect way to bring the sisters together with a demographic of students in the Milwaukee area that could benefit tremendously from having the kind of support and resources that a program like this would offer.
What is the current picture at Mount Mary when it comes to student parents? Is this a demographic that already has a strong presence at Mount Mary, or is the hope that this new housing opportunity would draw more student parents to the school?
So we do certainly have a demographic of students. We somewhere between 10 and 20% of our students right now are single parents. I don't actually know the number that are parents.
But is that undergrad and grad students?
Yes. Okay. We do have students right now that could clearly benefit from this. I know a couple students who actually live on campus and their children live with their parents off campus or elsewhere. And that's a really difficult situation for those students. But in addition, what we know is that there are large numbers of single women going back to school across the nation. And those students find it very difficult. They have a dropout rate that is twice as high as women with no children. And so what we want to do is create an environment that might make Mount Mary attractive to young women who have children who would like to be in an environment where they have the kind of support that can make graduating much easier.
Childcare is a huge issue for single parents and non-single parents. So is that going to be something that's available in this intergenerational housing community?
Absolutely, it is. So we're going to have a pretty good size early childhood education center. So it will be more than just daycare. It will actually be an educational environment. And we are also going to be working with our education department so that our own students can benefit from this environment, so that we can have student learning. And so certainly the single mothers will have their child care there. But in addition, we will open this up to faculty and staff and to people from the outside as well.
Mm-hmm. And what does Mount Mary currently offer for student parents? Is there child care on campus or other supports currently offered?
There is not. And so there was at one time in the past. That hasn't existed for a number of years. And so ever since I arrived, many people on campus have asked me to reconsider opening that.
I found this interesting data that more than one in five college students are parents. It is a big demographic out there that's going to have some unique needs. And for colleges today, a lot of colleges are at this point where they're trying to innovate because of declining enrollment and the competitive environment. So is this an effort by Mount Mary to kind of carve out a niche that might make the school more competitive when seeking out students, especially non-traditional students?
Absolutely. I think we all know that right now the number of high school students graduating is declining in the Midwest, and Wisconsin is no exception to that. And so all of us are trying to think about how can we continue to serve that population, but also reinvent ourselves to serve different demographics. So I would say this venture offers not only a wonderful opportunity for single mothers to get an education, but also a way for us to reimagine how we might do intergenerational education, how we might do lifelong learning opportunities for seniors who live in this space. So I see it as a win-win all the way around.
Christine Farr is the president of Mount Mary University, a private women's college in Milwaukee. She spoke with WUWM's education reporter Emily Files about a new intergenerational housing project soon to be built on campus. It'll serve student parents along with nuns and seniors from the community.